Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Stocks are up sharply today after the Federal Reserve lowered its benchmark interest rate by half a point yesterday. Market analyst Art Hogan.
It's been a long time coming, and I suspect if we look at their statement and their summary of economic projections, there's more rate cuts to come.
There are increasing fears of a wider war in the Middle East as Israeli troops move toward the border with Lebanon. Correspondent Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
The defense minister actually said that Israel is entering a new phase of the war and that the focus is moving from the south in Gaza, where we've seen fighting for the past 11 months, and moving to the north.
Middle school students in Atlanta marched to the state capitol to protest Georgia's gun laws.
These kids that are shooting at school should not be fully responsible. If these parents know their child is not mentally well or mad, they need to do something about it. Don't leave these guns accessible, because who knows what they will do with it.
The march prompted by the deadly shooting at a high school in Winder, Georgia, earlier this month. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new poll shows former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are neck and neck among Wisconsin seniors. An AARP poll shows that 47% of likely voters over age 50 in Wisconsin said they'd vote for Trump, compared to 45% for Harris. This is actually an improvement for the Democratic ticket. Back in July, before President Joe Biden left the race, in this same poll, Trump was leading Biden by 7 points. And Governor Tony Evers wants Republicans to work with him to pass budget increases for the universities of Wisconsin. His plan includes the biggest ever increase for the system, to the tune of over $800 million total.
We have an obligation to make sure this system itself is in good place, and it can't be done with just nickel and diming it every year.
That proposal will go into Evers' budget next year. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following are upcoming meetings in the listening area for Friday, September 20th. The Rome Town Center Design Plan Subcommittee will meet at 11 a.m. The Wood County Unit of the Wisconsin Towns Association will meet at 7 p.m. at the Lincoln Town Hall in Marshfield. Wisconsin Rapids Waterworks and Lighting Commission will not be shutting the power off as planned in Grand Rapids on Thursday night. There's a possibility of severe weather, so they decided to postpone the power outage until a later date. There are some essential electric repairs that need to be completed. The plan was to interrupt power for 2 short periods of time to make these repairs. They will update customers when the power outage has been rescheduled. An update from yesterday's newscast. The meeting scheduled on Thursday at McMillan Library from 3 to 8 p.m. is not being put on by Solaris. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers are playoff bound. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee clinched the NL Central and a playoff spot when the Chicago Cubs lost Wednesday afternoon. Then the Brewers went ahead and beat the Phillies on a walk-off hit by Jake Bowers to cap off a huge day in Milwaukee. There's more to play for now for the Brewers, who will take on Arizona for 4 games beginning tonight to wrap up a 7-game homestand. The Packers have quarterback Jordan Love back at practice, but head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is limited in his work this week. Malik Willis, who started last week in place of Love, said he's preparing as though he'll play this week, but said Love might also be available.
I just have to continue to try to absorb and learn this offense best as I can and be able to execute on those things that we missed out on this weekend and learn from the film and continue to just grow. And that's if given the opportunity. Like you say, Jordan's feeling a lot better, so we can't say that he won't go this weekend. It's going to be on him how he feels and how comfortable he is, you know.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Lemons, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Under a mix of sun, clouds, and a few spotty shower chances, as showers and storms ramp up this evening, some have the potential to be strong. The system quickly kicks on out of here overnight, leaving us with a sunny day tomorrow and the heat still cranked up to the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, that I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's Thursday, so we make our popcorn pick of the week, and David Desimone, director of the Black Point Estate in Lake Geneva, joins the show to talk about Victorian spiritualism.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Wisconsin and beyond. I'm Maggie Dawn, your host of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome one and all. It's going to be a great show today. I'm going to be joined by my every Thursday co-host and compatriot, Tom Pulsewitz, small business owner, Navy veteran, former congressional candidate, not once but twice, and one of the most reasonable men in politics. Tom's going to be joining us at 2:30. We've got Chuck Engel, the digital director of Wisconsin, of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. He's going to share with us an incredible new event that was just announced today. Thanks so much to Chuck for making time in the 3 o'clock hours. As always, it's going to be Maggie and the Millionaires talking money. Today, we've got Dr. Gabriela Sandoval. She's the executive director of the Excessive Wealth Disorder Institute. We'll continue the discussion of how much is just too much in the 3 o'clock hour. And to round out our show today, folks, the candidate with the mostest running in the 8th Congressional District, Dr. Kristen Lierley. The debate with Tony, we just locked in today. We'll talk to Dr. Kristen about that, about the IVF disappointment, and so much more. So thanks for joining me, everybody. And remember, get your phones ready this hour. You got 1 hour to get ready. You're going to want to whip that phone out, download the Civic Media app from your favorite app store. It is free. And have it ready with your favorite station selected so that you can text to win in Civic Media's statewide green and gold contest. Dom Salvia, who follows my show with the Dom Salvia Show in the 4 o'clock hour, is going to drop the word of the hour on you. You text that word in via the app, and that will get you entered to win either $100 cash or gold jewelry in the 4 o'clock hour. We give away at least one of those prizes in that hour, and it will also enter you to win our grand prize, a pair of indoor club level tickets to see the green and gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. Welcome, Tom. I'm going to start there. I entered like probably at least 3 dozen radio contests when I was a kid and never won even like swag from the station. Were you ever a dialer to win, Tom, when you were a kid?
I did, but that was back in the rotary dial days, so that's a long time ago. But you know, I would say not only do you need to download the app, make sure you help your parents download the app. I helped my mom the other day so that she could listen to this show, and she's very ecstatic about it. So
I love it. Well, hi, Mrs. P. Keep listening on your app. You too can text to win in the statewide green and gold contest, folks. That's going to be going on this week and next. You'll be more of a winner than either Tom or I ever were. Yes. With our rotary dial-ups. We make it easy for you here at Civic Media. Tom, I wanted to start with something fun today because I am such a baseball nut. I often describe my weekends as brews, brewers, and barbecues. That's kind of what I like to do in the summer. The Brewers, hats off to you. Congrats. The first team in the major leagues to clinch both a division and a postseason spot last. They did all of that last night, won by watching the Cubs lose, which is always a plus in my
it's an extra treat when that happens. Exactly.
Are you planning on going to any of the postseason games, Tom?
I'm not planning yet, but I will probably make my way to one. I just remember it was about 7 years ago or maybe longer when I went to one, and it had been years, right? I think we were just talking about the 1982 Brewers and the movie that just came out. And it's just nice to see that energy. You know, the Bucks have it, the Packers have it, and it's just great to have the Brewers have it also.
Yeah, that I've been making all kinds of baseball plans over the last couple of days. That nice. Film, Just a Bit Outside, of course, an echo of the famous Euchre line immortalized in the movie Major League, filmed at Old County Stadium. But Just a Bit Outside, the film, is about those historic 1982 Brewers. But the thing that I like about it, and I've got plans to see it with a group of buddies this weekend, we'll have brews before and then go see the baseball movie, of course.
Nice.
The thing that I like about it, at least from the trailers that I can see, and we'll talk more about it next week, I'm sure, is that it's about what makes Milwaukee a particularly unique baseball town.
Yes.
And also what makes our fans so special. There's in the trailer for the film, I think it's Bud Selig who's being interviewed, and he says that he wishes that every Major League Baseball player would get to at least spend a portion of their career playing for the Milwaukee Brewers, because of the incredible relationship between the players and the city and the region and the fans. And I thought that hit it right on the head.
Oh, and I'm very much looking forward to the movie. And just one quick anecdote from that 1982 year. My buddies and I went to a game, and it was mug night, and we're sitting in the bleachers. So we're looking forward to getting our free mug. But we also... we had a kegger in the parking lot, and we filled up a gallon and wrapped it in a blanket. And as we're going through security, and I think we're past the statute of limitations, but the security guard unrolled the blanket and the gallon jug thumped around on the ground. And we're like, oh, and he handed it to us and he said, have a great game, boys. Oh. And so we got to use our Brewer mugs in the outfield bleachers to
watch
that game.
With your gallon of brew.
With our gallon of brew. It was fantastic. What a great season, though. And I'm really glad they put this together. I'm very much looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible for all of this to be happening at the same time in this season. Folks, I don't know about you, but I do feel this weird kind of strange analogous energy to the Kamala Harris bid for the vice presidency.
Yes.
If we wind back to the beginning of the baseball season, as well as the beginning of this presidential election season, if we can even say that there ever is a true beginning, in that February, March range, everybody was totally freaked out about both the presidential election and, if you were a Brewers fan, what this season might look like. And here we stand.
Oh.
In vastly different places than anyone could have imagined, both with Kamala Harris as our candidate and the Brewers in the postseason and clinching their division championship.
And no one would have predicted that the Brewers would have had the best run differential in baseball at this point, even better than the Dodgers and Yankees. That, to me, is just unbelievable.
And it speaks to, again, the vibe, that consistent sort of feel of the Brewers, which has always been an upstart baseball team, never with the biggest checkbook, always seeming to lose our superstars because we can't afford to keep them. Right. So it's always had this young and hungry, guys having fun atmosphere. And I love that about the Brewers. Just in case you've forgotten, folks, that's Tom Paulswitz. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. I love me some politics, but I love baseball just as much.
Yes.
And so in case you've forgotten, here's what the Brewers were facing as they entered this season of baseball. They had lost the head of baseball operations. Of course, Craig Counsell like Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers before him had abandoned ship and gone to our I-94 rivals, the Chicago Cubs. So we were down a manager and lost our top starting pitcher all before the first pitch of the season had even been thrown. We were then without the guy who is supposed to replace our top pitcher for the entire season. So we're now sort of in our like third string starting pitcher lineups. We were then without our best hitter for the last 2 months of the season. And we were without our top reliever for the first half of the season. That is frankly amazing. A little bit of a Cinderella story for us. One other thing to note, and I thought this was really interesting. I had to go back because I tend to buy swag during the playoffs. So I assembled all of my old swag from the various playoffs. And it occurred to me that we have been having what I would call a string of like devastating playoff losses.
Yes.
After getting to game seven in the 2018 NLCS and dropping that game seven in a heartbreaker, basically, to the Dodgers. So I feel like we're due. Maybe my superstition, Tom, for these playoffs will be I'll don all of my swag every day that there is a playoff game in hopes of ameliorating any of the problems that we have faced in these most recent
And I'm only laughing because I've been using that theory for years, and I found over time it does not work. What works is you have a really good team. And I think the best part I like about this team is they've never lost more than three in a row. They always come back. They always find a way. They're always battling. And to me, that means that they're probably going to do well in the playoffs. So I am very optimistic yet cautious because of exactly what you said, Maggie, all the tough losses. But you know what? Tough losses make the sweet wins even sweeter.
Oh, so
that
yeah.
That is what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, you can't have the sweet without the sour. We've definitely been there. The much, much beleaguered Brewers fandom. It is about time we are due, folks. I'll be talking about baseball throughout the playoff season. You'll always catch that here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I frankly had gone a little literal radio silent about them because I didn't want any bad juju. I didn't want to jinx it. So I was keeping my mouth shut until they had officially clinched a playoff spot. And here we are. So happy to be here. Thanks, Tom, so much for joining me as you do now every Thursday. I appreciate your perspective because there's so much crazy that happens, so much weirdness. This week, this past week, certainly no exception from that. There's so much that we could talk about. I wanted to ask you, Tom, what is top of your list, top of your mind for some of the crazy that's been going on?
You know, the one thing that's sticking with me is the residents of Springfield, Ohio. Just what an incredible disservice the Republican Party has done to completely upend their lives, and they did not deserve this. And they've asked them to stop repeatedly, and they continue to do it. It is borderline obscene that you would take this case and continue to run with it, even when people have said, please stop, you are damaging our community. So I just don't understand why it continues, and I don't understand why the doubling down of the lies. From a campaign standpoint, it doesn't make any sense at all to me, because you're playing to your very remote part of your base. You're not talking independents, but, you know, from a campaign standpoint, you know, keep doing the crazy stuff because the independents are coming over.
We're going to actually listen to some comments from Ohio Governor Mike DeWine and Springfield Mayor Rob Rue when we get back on this exact topic, because the crazy doesn't stop. You're not going to want to miss that. My guest and co-host this hour, one of the most reasonable guys in politics, my friend and yours, Tom Paulswitz. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. We're coming back with some of that sound from Ohio Governor Mike DeWine and Springfield Mayor Rob Rue. That's up next.
Just a bit outside.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of September 27th through the 29th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $1,999 or more, and get a $100 in-store or online gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax, it's Steinhoffels.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ready, set, go! Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Stomp your feet, clap your hands. You're part of the team sitting in the stands.
What the good times are here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm your host, Maggie Dawn. I'm joined by my co-host every Thursday, one of the most reasonable guys in politics, Tom Paulswitz. We're talking a little bit about the Brewers and this great movie that's coming out, Tom, called Just a Bit Outside, that opened last weekend. I've got plans to see it with some buds. And we were reminiscing a wee bit during the break about those 82 Brewers. And in addition to smuggling in a gallon's worth of beer in Old County Stadium, Tom, you had another memory that was jogged that you wanted to share with
me. I have one more memory. So I decided in my infinite wisdom to join the Navy that summer, and I went to boot camp September 24th, 1982. So right at the end of the season, and if you've been to boot camp, you know this, you don't get any information. So it was radio silence. There was blackout. I had no idea what was happening. So my mom used to send me the clips the next day from the newspaper about what happened in the games. So I was about 2 days delayed from what was happening. And it was game five against the Angels. And my drill instructor told me the Brewers lost that game. So I was completely deflated. And I get the newspaper clippings 2 days later that they won. And I was like, this guy just laughed and laughed and laughed because he thought it was so funny because I had no idea that they had actually won that game.
That is just gosh darn mean.
Well, that's the military way. So,
yes.
Well, breaking people in during boot camp, right?
Crushing the spirit to rebuild the soldier, right? folks, that is my very special guest host, Tom Paulswitz. You'll find him here with me every Thursday because it's always better when we stand together. And Tom, we were talking about, I'd asked you what was top of your mind with respect to some of the craziness, and you brought up the doubling, the tripling, the quadrupling down that Donald Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance have engaged in with respect to these ridiculous lies that they are telling about Springfield, lies that have very real world, costly, dangerous consequences. People that are migrants that are living in Springfield reporting that they feel threatened when they leave their homes. We've had countless schools somewhere north of 17 that have received bomb threats referencing the lies told by Donald Trump and J.D. Vance that they continue to amplify on a near daily basis. Their DMV was shut down, their city hall. was shut down. And here's what. We got a Republican mayor of Springfield, Ohio, Rob Rue. We've got a Republican governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine. And these guys are begging Donald Trump and J.D. Vance to cut it out. Let's take a listen. Aaron, if you can run the clip. We're going to take a listen to Mayor Rob Rue and Governor Mike DeWine talking about and addressing these issues and the consequences, really, again, of what Trump and Vance, the lies that they've been spreading about Springfield. Let me know, Aaron, when you are good to go. Here we are. Here's the sound.
I just want to thank Governor Mike DeWine and the entire state of Ohio that has shown such tremendous support to Springfield. As far as I'm concerned, this is the way a governor of the state of a state should act. They should support cities like ours. Not to mention, he believes the leadership here. When he's been asked to verify the claims that we have said were not true, he has stood behind the leadership in Springfield and said, they are telling the truth. This has been a lie. We did not have threats 7 days ago. We did not have these concerns 7 days ago. We did not have these hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars spent in Springfield and from the state of Ohio support 7 days ago. We do today. We'd like those that on the national stage that can bring peace, that could tamper their words and speak truth. That's what we're Springfield is asking. We need peace. We need help, not hate.
A visit by one of the candidates is generally very, very welcome. They certainly have the right to be here. If any of the candidates come, they will be welcomed by the people of Springfield. I have to state the reality, though, that resources are really stretched here, and that's just fact. And, you know, we're really focused on keeping kids in school and doing these things, and just everybody is kind of stretched. But if President Trump makes that decision to come here, he will be welcome here.
If either one of the candidates wanted to come to Springfield, it would be very, very difficult to have them here. It would be an extreme strain on our resources. So it would be fine with me if they decided not to make that stop right now.
Ouch. And I wanted to also share this. Everything that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance have insinuated and said about the city of Springfield as it relates to Haitians who have been an absolutely critical part of Springfield, Ohio's economic resurgence. They were absolutely essential workers filling jobs that had been vacant for a while. Everything that they have been saying is a lie. And according to reporting that was broke earlier this week by the Wall Street Journal, J.D. Vance and Donald Trump were on notice before Donald Trump took the debate stage the evening of September 9th. According to the Wall Street Journal, City Manager Brian Heck fielded an unusual question at City Hall on the morning of the debate from a staff member of Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance. The staffer of Vance called to ask City Manager Heck if there was any truth to bizarre rumors about Haitian immigrants and pets in Springfield. Quote, he asked me point blank, are the rumors true of pets being taken and eating, recalled Heck. I told him no, there is no verifiable evidence or reports to show this was true. I told him these claims were baseless. And then later that day, Donald Trump told people these lies, not just told people, told 67 million viewers that. And since then, it has been nothing but strife, division, cost, and danger in Springfield, Ohio. Tom, I have to ask you, J.D. Vance has been asked by every news outlet out there, do you regret this? Do you have a responsibility to verify things that you might hear from people? Simply because someone tells you something doesn't mean that it is true. Do you bear any responsibility? Are you concerned about these bomb threats? And repeatedly, Vance's comment has been, well, I'm just repeating what I heard. I'm just repeating what I heard.
Yes.
And trying to blame the Democratic Party and our nominee for this, what is a problem made worse by Donald Trump killing the most strong border bill in decades.
Yes.
I wanted to set all of that up, Tom, because I want to hear from you. I am shocked by this. We're going to get Tom Polsowitz's reaction to J.D. Vance's dancing around this issue, Donald Trump's continued lying, and the harm that they're causing Springfield, Ohio, and the nation.
Lots of harm. Yes.
Lots of harm. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. You're going to get Tom's reactions when we come back. You can join our conversation.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
World Dairy Expo, a little over 10 days away, but how has the avian influenza in dairy influenced the number of cattle coming to that show? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. Laura Hirschlub is general manager of World Dairy Expo, and she says, well, they are exercising all kinds of caution when it comes to bringing in cattle from outside the state to Wisconsin. She said numbers look robust for this year's event.
In terms of our dairy cattle entry numbers, we have just about, just under, like 20 head under, 3,000 head entered for this year's show, which is very similar to where we have been the last years, which is remarkable to me. And then when we think about our trade show, we have about 600 companies that will be represented and having booths within our exhibition hall, Coliseum, and trade center areas. So it's really amazing when we think about those numbers all coming together. And I think it just speaks to how special, it's a one-stop shop.
Laura Hirschlub, general manager of World Dairy Expo, says any lactating animal that's coming into Wisconsin as a part of the show will bring with it health certification papers that guarantee they are negative for the high path avian influenza. October 1st through the 4th, World Dairy Expo, Lion Energy Center in Madison.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward. Our voting members set policy that guides the organization on the local, state, and national level, with the ultimate goal of helping farmers like you and me back home. You can make a difference by becoming a member at WFEF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
And she spent her career influencing young people and helping them work on their leadership skills. Melanie Miller, former 4-H Youth Extension Specialist in Dunn County, ultimately 4-H Youth Development Specialist on the statewide scene, has been named one of the Class of 2024's National 4-H Hall of Fame inductees. The ceremony happens Monday, October 14th in Boise, Idaho, but there is an opportunity to stream it online. Miller, the only Wisconsin laureate inducted this year. Congratulations. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Under a mix of sun, clouds, and a few spotty shower chances, as showers and storms ramp up this evening, some have the potential to be strong. The system quickly kicks on out of here overnight, leaving us with a sunny day tomorrow and the heat still cranked up to the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
Man, you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie.
Yeah.
Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We are live on location from Cheese Days in Monroe once again, also covering Vice President Harris's visit to Wisconsin. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Thursday, and that means I am joined by my Thursday co-host and very special guest and friend, one of the most reasonable guys in politics. His name's Tom Paulswitz. He's a Navy veteran, small business owner, and a two-time congressional candidate in a very red, red district that is becoming less red. Every time we talk, Tom, it seems like the needle is moving.
Every week, I guess based on the yard signs that I'm seeing, every week it gets a little bit better. Yes.
Yeah, folks, keep putting up your Tammy and your Kamala signs. In Tom's former CD. Tell folks which congressional district you were that you ran in before.
That was also the fifth, but it was all, it's all of Waukesha, it's all Washington County and Jefferson County and Dodge County. So it's, there's a lot of movement. I just remember a lot of times we would talk to people and they thought they were the only Democrats in the neighborhood and they realized they weren't. And it was fun to watch that realization happen.
Like, oh, I'm not alone. Right, yes. Before the break, Tom, I had set up for a question because I continue to be absolutely appalled and disgusted by the complete lack of any accountability for the harm that J.D. Vance and Trump are causing the residents of Springfield, Ohio, and by extension, this nation, by trading in some of the most racist tropes, inflammatory language, frankly, language that incites violence, that would incite and invite violence. We're seeing that as a result. Days of bomb threats in Springfield, Ohio, when called to account, they just say, oh, I'm just repeating what I heard. Yes. Even though they've been told by basically everyone, including the mayor and the governor of the state of Ohio, to knock it off and that these are lies. Tom, we now know that J.D. Vance and Donald Trump knew that these were lies. They were told that on the morning of the debate. How disgusting, how bad is this? Are you as shocked as I am about their complete lack of any responsibility or moral center?
Yeah, I'm not shocked, but here's the thing. J.D. Vance keeps talking about how these are his constituents and he's only looking out for his constituents, but the problem with that is the people who are actually doing the job of looking out for the constituents are telling him to knock it off. But the other thing is he, for whatever reason, didn't read Donald Trump's playbook, and he admitted he was lying, you know, which Donald Trump never does, right? And then, you know, but here's why I'm lying, and here's the reason I'm lying. And it's like, well, how do you justify that, and how do you justify hurting your own constituents? Because I've always believed that politicians, first and foremost, are there to protect their people, not put their people in harm's way.
We have that sound of J.D. Vance admitting that he basically was creating this. He was making this up. Aaron, if you've got it, this is going to be cut number 2.4. That's cut number 2.4. This is Vance basically admitting that it's a bunch of hooey.
The American media totally ignored this stuff until Donald Trump and I started talking about cat memes. If I have to, stories so that the American media actually pays attention to the suffering of the American people, then that's what I'm going to do, Dana, because you guys are completely letting Kamala Harris coast. You had one interview with her. You talk about pushing back against me, Dana. You didn't push back against the fact that she cast the deciding vote on the Inflation Reduction Act, which is why a lot of Americans can't afford food and housing.
You just said that you're creating a story.
We ought to be talking about public policy.
First of all, thank you, Kamala Harris, for casting the vote on the Inflation Reduction Act. And damn you, JD, for lying, and then more lying and deflecting, which sets up our next guest perfectly. I am so happy to welcome Chuck Engel, the digital director for Wisconsin Dems, because you have just announced today, Chuck, what is the event of events. I am going to be there with bells on. It is a virtual event with Julia Louis-Dreyfus and the entire cast of Veep doing a read a reading of one of their scripts hosted by Stephen Colbert, all in support of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Congrats, Chuck, on such a coup. And I love this quote from Miss Louis Dreyfus. We tried to find an old Veep episode where President Meyer accused immigrants of eating dogs and cats. But when we were making Veep, that seemed insane and over the top. Boy, man, your timing couldn't be any better, Chuck. Congrats. What an event.
Yeah, thank you. This is going to be an incredible event on September 29th. Head to wisdoms.org right now, donate any amount, and join us. It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
And this event is virtual, so you don't actually have to go anywhere. To be able to attend, you have to go to WISDEMS and donate, and then you will be enabled to attend the event virtually. What is the website for WISDEMS, Chuck, for people to sign up to go?
It's wisdems.org, WISDEMS.org. You'll see the ticket registration link right there. Again, you donate any amount to join us for this. When you donate, you will be sent a ticket or a video link to watch when the event goes live on September 29th. And yeah, you can enjoy it. We'll be sending out instructions on how to stream it from your television if you want to really kick back on a couch and relax. Otherwise, it should be pretty, you know, pretty intuitive to just jump in and watch and enjoy and laugh with us.
I love it. Hosted again by Stephen Colbert, who said this: I'm a Veep fan and a Wisconsin voter turnout super fan, so I want to do my part. Plus, I'm hoping to meet Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She seems nice. So thanks to Stephen Colbert. I'm a huge fan. I might fangirl a little bit here. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, obviously, all the same. I like seeing actors and comedians getting involved in the political process. Again, my congratulations to you, Chuck, for pulling this together. How long did it take to make this work? Because you got schedules of a lot of people that you have to get to actually click together.
Right. No, we got a little lucky, to be honest. The Veepcast came together. Conversations probably started 2 months ago to make this event happen. We've worked with David Mandel and Julia in the past on a couple other Veep events. We did in 2020 a Veep cast reunion, and in 2022 a Veep West Wing crossover event, which was really successful. This event, it came together just pretty luckily. Stephen has some old friends who live here in Wisconsin who were able to leverage that relationship. And, you know, once we told Stephen about this, he was just really excited about it. He was texting us, like asking what episode it's going to be. And,
nice.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're planning a good show. It should be about 90 minutes long, maybe even a little bit longer. And, you know, without commercials or any sort of time limit, we could go all night if we really wanted to. We'll see.
Exactly. You get to do all what you want to do. Chuck, I got one question for you. These events, because you've mentioned you've done these in the past, these events, how much money does it bring in, and how many eyeballs does it bring in from around the country to show how important Wisconsin is as a swing state?
Right. Well, it really depends on this event. In 2020, we brought in nearly... Boy, my comms team is going to hate me for sharing numbers, but with combined events, short of $7 million, just attributable to these events. Now that people can go out in the real world and they're not, stuck indoors during COVID, folks have more options, but they're still really highly successful events. Yes. I'm anticipating, a really solid boost from this event for the rest of the
awesome cycle. which obviously the party can use. And then do you perceive this in some way helping all the assembly and state senate candidates throughout the state, because it's a huge year? And one of the things I look at is, how do we make sure all the candidates on both sides get the visibility they need so that voters understand this is an election year where it's not just one person running? I think almost every district has two people running, one from each party. So it's important to have that visibility.
Yeah, absolutely. Some don't want to give away too much about the show that we're planning, but we'll have some assembly and Senate guests awesome. Joining in on the fun with us. They'll have an opportunity to share a little bit more about their race, hopefully raise their awareness and raise a little bit of money in the meantime.
Perfect. Awesome.
Yeah, I think it's such an important time for an event like this for a couple of reasons. One is what Tom hit on. Obviously, we've got fairer maps. They're not quite fair enough, in my opinion, but fairer maps in Wisconsin. Now is the election cycle in these state races, in the assembly, and of course in the state senate, that we have to make inroads. We can hopefully flip the assembly and set the table to flip the senate in the next election cycle. People really need to queue in because all of these maps are different. There are so many more seats that are highly competitive. The timing here is incredible. So that's thing one about it that I'm super excited about. Here's the other thing. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, if they weren't real, would be almost like an avatar of themselves. Like they're a stereotype. They're like so hyperbolically ridiculous at some level. Now, the threat that they pose and the seriousness of that is very real. But there is an element of this that is so absurd that, again, as Ms. Louis-Dreyfus said, my gosh, this could have been a plot line in a Veep episode, no doubt. And pointing out the ridiculousness and the recycled stupidity and just clownishness of so much of what is said and the positions that they will stick with. Like, you could have ended the news cycle on the stupid dog and cat thing by saying, listen, I said this to highlight the importance of addressing our immigration system, which is broken. Now let's talk about policy. But no, it's just a continued recycling of the buffoonery. So making fun of these guys, to me, is part of demystifying this process, right? Your vote matters. Everybody's vote matters. And these guys are buffoons. When you look at this cycle, Chuck, and you've been doing these events, you said in 20 and 22, and certainly we've seen demographic improvements for Democrats across the election, meaning statewide and federally. How does this stack up in sort of orders of magnitude of importance for you and the Wisconsin Democratic Party?
Well, I mean, it does two things. It raises a good chunk of money, but it also brings a lot of people to the table at a very important time. You know, that's what it's about. It's about, you know, giving folks an opportunity to participate just by sharing, donating a little bit of money, getting something back in return in this really just fun, awesome show, and raising awareness about, you know, just this election, our candidates, and the importance of voting in this year. So much of, you know, these issues are very important, and it helps to kind of zoom out and laugh at them. And, you know, that's what this event really is going to help do. It's, you know, it talks about, we're going to be talking about the issues, but we're also going to be laughing about the absurdity of the moment we're in.
Awesome.
And, you know, that's just something, what you really need to do to keep your head about you and 47 days to go.
In these times, for sure, if I wasn't laughing, I'd be crying my eyes out, if you know what I'm saying. So, Chuck, let me just end by saying thank you. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Thank you to Chairman Ben Wickler. We appreciate it. Folks, if you want to join this incredible event, this virtual event with the cast of Veep being reunited, emceed by none other than Stephen Colbert, you can go to wisdems.org. You can donate even a small shekel or two, and that will get you registered for that event, which is going to happen on September 29th. I'm certainly going to be there with a brewski or two and a big old bat of popcorn, enjoying this moment. Thank you so much to our very special guest, Chuck Engel, the digital director for Wisdoms. Thanks so much, Chuck.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks so much, Maggie. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate it.
Have a great event. When we come back, we're going to hear more with one of the most reasonable men in politics, Tom Paulsiewicz. We got a few things we got to talk about, Tom. I wanted to make hay of your experience as a Navy veteran and talk a little bit about what I can say is a little frightening, what has been going on with Hezbollah and these pager bombs and walkie-talkie bombs and what that represents in terms of the level of supply chain infiltration.
Yes.
What does this mean? What is the strategy behind all of that? We're going to break all of that down with my friend and now yours, one of the most reasonable guys in politics, Tom Paulsiewicz, who's my special guest and guest host every Thursday here on The Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowners insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Many people struggle with a lot of these things, though, like making and maintaining friends, making new friends. Mm. These are things that actually, like, I'm very envious of the people that are good at making friends or can just start a conversation with just about anybody.
What people don't understand is that's why James hired me and Melissa, not because, you know, we're talented or anything. He's lonely.
Very.
That's how he gets friends. He hires them to work with him.
My friend's contact list, it is three guys.
Weekdays from 8 to 10. Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
When I wake in the morning, I think, what am I going to talk to all of you about? What is the news of the day? And it makes it always so much better when I've got my good friend Tom Paulswitz with me to break it all down. Folks, welcome back. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're joined by one of the most reasonable guys in politics, Tom Paulswitz. Tom, you're a Navy veteran, and I have been following the news related to Israeli attacks on Hezbollah, a terrorist organization, two attacks inside of 2 days occurring earlier this week. The first attack was basically pagers blowing up. Now, Hezbollah people may be thinking, why the heck are they using pagers? Well, they were concerned. When you're a terrorist organization, you're probably not going to want to be on the cellular network so much because that can be monitored. You invite espionage activities. You want to go from digital back to sort of the analog approach. Hence, they were using pagers. Israel somehow was able to plant bombs in pagers. Those were detonated. The very next day, Hezbollah had moved from pagers. They were using walkie-talkies to try to coordinate movements, and walkie-talkies started exploding. Tom, this made me go,
Yes.
What was your reaction as a military veteran?
Oh, well, first off, just the stunning complexity that was involved in this. The Israelis set up, you know, they set up dummy corporation after dummy corporation to basically infiltrate the supply chain to be able to do this. But here's the part that is becoming, I don't even have any idea how to address it, but it seems like collateral damage is becoming more and more accepted in these what I call wars that are endless, there's no start to finish to it. It's just one side moving forward and the other side moving forward or back or whichever direction it needs to go, and people are caught in the middle because these wars are fought by governments. They're fought by people from an ideological perspective, where most of their citizens are just trying to live day to day. And you know, I don't know how many casualties there were from a civilian standpoint in this, but the stunning complexity of it, first off, is very scary. If you think about what can be done then, or what has already happened that we don't know about. And if the Mossad can do it, why can't other terrorist organizations run the same playbook and do it right here in the United States? That, to me, is the very scary part about this whole thing. And then the other part is just the collateral damage. It's just, we just continue to say, well, that's what needs to happen, or that's what does happen in war. But these aren't wars from a definition of, you know, what there's a start and an end time to try to accomplish a goal. It's just back and forth, back and forth. And there's so many people caught in the middle.
And certainly Hezbollah, not a state actor, but a non-state actor, but a known political entity, right? A terrorist organization that's been around for decades and basically acts as a state or as a government would in pursuit of specific geopolitical aims, right? Yes. Hezbollah's aims aren't just to rain terror down. It has a geographic, a land component to it. We'll save how to solve the Mideast peace problem for a different day's conversation, Tom. But certainly one of my immediate reactions when I thought of this was not just the sheer complexity of the operation, the specificity of how would you know which pagers are going to Hezbollah operatives versus others? How do you know which walkie-talkies? The coordination of the double-barreled attack with the pagers on the first day, the walkie-talkies on the second day. How do you continue to know that they didn't pass the walkie-talkie to their younger sibling? How do you, like, what if they're standing next to people? All of that complexity is going to be talked about, I think, for a long time. They would have had to plan this months and months out, conceivably. And just the tracking of the...
Possibly at least a year out, if you think about the
depending
setting
on
up
how,
the shell companies.
Yes, the very beginning, the I meant just from a supply chain perspective at the very latest, right? And then it occurred to me this question. And then I'll cue up my third and final question, which, again, first, how did they do that? Wow. Secondly, if you think about more traditional espionage activities, you don't blow up the devices that they're communicating on. If you've got access to them, you maintain the access so you can monitor their activities, which then bridges me to my third question, is they blew them up for a reason. Yes. That is sending a particular message.
Yeah.
And what is ultimately the strategic objective here? Tom, your reactions.
Yeah, and the message to me is we can be anywhere and everywhere, and you are not safe when you think you are safe, right? It's almost the terrorism to the terrorism. And it's really creating this mindset of creating this huge doubt in people's minds that they are safe to a certain extent, you know, but war inherently is not safe. It's not supposed to be safe, but it, once again, it comes back to, you know, when does this cycle end and how do we do that? Because this is getting more and more sophisticated. And what happens is other players are able to adopt this, and this just bleeds into the rest of our society.
That's Tom Paulswitz, former congressional candidate, Navy veteran, and small business owner, my special guest host with me, co-guest host, every Thursday from at least 2 to 3. Tom's going to stick around because at the top of the hour, we've got Maggie and the Millionaires. I'm going to be talking with Dr. Gabriella Sandoval. When is too much just too much? The disease, the epidemic of excessive wealth disorder. Tom will join us back at the bottom of the hour. Folks, you're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Maggie Dawn. And this is the Civic Media Radio Network. News, weather, and sports are next. And then it will be time for Money, Money, Money. Maggie and the Millionaires coming up.
When the night is cold and still, when you thought you'd had your fill, this is not a test, it's not a drill. Take no
prisoners break their will.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, Courier Newsroom's Kia Vakil takes us on a trip through the battleground states and the messages being sent to voters by the Harris and Trump campaigns.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.